You're listening to True Crime, True Story Network.
I'm Arisa.
I'm Sierra.
I'm Asia.
I'm Mari.
And this is the Real Shit Podcast.
So today we're going to talk about something that affects everybody, especially us in our city, but all across the country. Gun violence.
I feel like gun violence is play a big part, not even just in the hood. It play a big part in general, because even when people watch the news in the morning and they see, oh, such and such got shot or this person just got shot, it make them think like, oh, do I want to go to work today? Do I want to go to school today? Do I want to go outside and do what I have to do today? Like, it makes people scared.
Yeah, like, I just feel like it's becoming a bigger issue than it was before, but I feel like this has always been an issue that we have been trying to deal with, as in the people, because I feel like the government really plays the biggest part in this issue and, like, the laws and all of that when it comes to guns and things like that, and who is allowed to have guns and how they're allowed to have guns, and just basically protecting us in general. I don't feel like we're really getting it, and I feel like it's, like, too many kids dying and getting hurt due to gun violence.
It's not only the kids, it's the adults too nowadays. I feel like people should have, how do I say, like a, not distribution, but like they should be able to limit the guns, like the usage and the sellings, even in the streets.
Yeah, like, I understand people be like, you know, scratching serial numbers off of guns, mm-hmm. and things like that, and they do figure out ways to get around the law and stuff like that. But if we had the proper things set up in place, it wouldn't have been an issue in the first place. Like, if we had the proper, like, the proper type of government and stuff like that, people getting background checks and all of that, and there wouldn't be so much corrupt things going on in the government, then we wouldn't have to worry about these issues that we are facing today.
I feel like it's a lot of, like, the social media and stuff like that that's, like, an issue, because people be seeing on the news, people getting shot. When you go on Instagram, all you see is fighting, shootings. Oh, this happened there, this happened that, with this person and that person. And everybody always feel like, oh, they gotta be strapped up to feel safe, so they be buying boosts off of other people, not even knowing if they got a body on that already or what. So, like, now you got a boost and you bought it off somebody else. You don't know how to contact this person. And if that joint got a body on it and the cops find you with that joint, you going away for a body that you ain't even get.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of different ways that gun violence can affect people, whether it's you pulling the actual trigger or you just buying something off of a gun off of somebody.
And I feel like your friends play a big part in it. Like, I feel like personally your friends be your biggest enemies, and not in, like, a way like, oh, your friends are fake or your friends are backdoor. Not in that way. It's just the fact that the friends that be in the drama be, oh, friend, walk me to the store real quick, knowing that when you walk to the store, you about to pass their ops, and they ops might do something to y'all, and they not even letting you know that, oh, such and such might be there. So, and you don't got nothing to do with nothing. You a scholar, you got a full-time job, but your friend over here beefing with eeny, meeny, miney, and you over here not knowing nothing. You walk to the store and something could happen to you when you don't know anything that's going on.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of times we put ourselves into situations like that by not really seeing who we're around. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we did that to ourselves a lot when we were younger as yeah. well, that we would hang around these certain types of people, and that we would get put in certain situations where we had to defend ourselves or we had to do something stupid that we might regret in the future. But we get put in these situations because of the people that we're around, and the people that we're around are easily influenced by other people that are older than them, that been around more, that been doing the street stuff since for a very long time. And my thing is, why do y'all want to follow somebody who's been in the streets for 10-15 years and this nigga still broke, this nigga still live with his mom, this nigga still don't have no money, and you following people?
It's true.
No, but it's funny, but it's so true, bro. It's a trap. When people call the streets the trap for a reason, like, because it's literally a trap. We are
you
a bunch of
get out of it.
Yes, we are a bunch of rats in a race, and we're playing a game that is not meant for us to ever win. You want to know why? Because we're uneducated and we don't take accountability for ourselves. Like, we do not realize, okay, maybe I'm putting myself in this situation, or maybe I'm drawing, maybe I need to get out the streets, or maybe I need to figure out something else to do with my time, and maybe I need to build a little bit more confidence, maybe I need to get an education, maybe I need to learn how to read, because let's start there.
I feel like that's true, because I'm gonna be honest, one thing that's really hurting my heart is that the babies is out here dying. It was 173 kids that's been killed from the ages of 0 to 11.
That's
crazy.
And
345 injured due to gun violence in 2024. Y'all always say how we're going to be teaching the next generation, but y'all not teaching the next generation right. And y'all not protecting them either, because this generation is out here getting into stuff and not caring about who's around, but they want to just let off shots.
Yeah, they're not even raising them.
Y'all not protecting, y'all killing them.
And
exactly.
And I feel like hood niggas love to say, oh, it's only two ways. It's either I'm going to be dead or I'm going to be in jail. First of all, you don't even need to be thinking about none of those two options. You need to be thinking about going to school or getting a job. You're talking about the only way is going to be dead or in jail. No, you need to get out the streets and not have to worry about that's the only two options you have.
Which is actually really sad, because this goes back to a lot of people can influence people. Like, I knew a lot of hood niggas. And they had, a lot of them were smart or athletic, so they, or like just
creative.
Like, hood niggas have certain aspects that they could really do something with.
Yeah, they have a lot of potential.
Exactly, but they're very influenced by what they see and who they know and stuff like that, and y'all are allowing yourself to be influenced by that stuff.
Yeah.
And y'all are allowing and thinking that it's okay, and that, oh, this is quick, easy money, and that some days is better than others, and you can go home with a band or however much you make. No, that's just for that day. You don't know, that's not a steady income. That is not. Like, yeah, weed, drugs, or all of that might be around for however long, but that's not steady income. You could get killed, you could get booked, and then what? The people that you're trying to provide for, you can't provide for, because you're no longer here.
And then the people you was following after, when you do go to jail or when you do die, they're not the ones that's paying for your funeral. They're not the ones paying for your bail. They're not the ones paying for your bond. They're not the ones helping your mom out when she's going crazy trying to figure out how the fuck did this happen in the first place. They're not the ones that's going to be there. So people just keep following after people. And my thing is, like, be yourself. Like, people are so scared to be who they really are, so they turn into the street life and they try to be gangsters and they try to be something that they're not. Like, I know a lot of people who lost their life trying to be something that they're not. Like, bro, you could be a singer, bro. You could be anything else, and you choose to sit here and be a street nigga. And I don't know, like, I just feel like the streets is a trap. Like, selling drugs and all of that, that's how it got a lot of people in bad situations. Like, for me, example, I never really did too much. Like, I never committed that many crimes. I ain't gonna lie, I did when I kid, but I never did too much to the point where, like, I'm harming my community or I'm, like, you know, doing something crazy or anything like that. But I was just guilty by association, if you could say. My dad, he got into a situation where he was, you know, selling drugs and stuff like that. And we got home. They ran into our house. People ran into our house trying to rob us. Basically, it was a home invasion. And he, in order for us to survive, he had to jump out the window. And he jumped out the window, and then he's the one that got arrested. And he went to jail for 8 years after that for the drugs and stuff like that. And I just think it's so crazy, the thought that I could have lost my life over something that I didn't even do. I was an innocent child, and I could have literally lost my life over something somebody else did.
Guilty by association is real. My house got shot up 47 times with babies running around. Everybody's in there, my uncle, my dad, my siblings, everybody. And the people who shot up our house knew this because they lived on the block with us. And our house got shot up because of somebody that we knew that shot somebody that they knew.
And niggas' favorite line be like, oh, if I get booked, my homie gonna look out. First of all, no, he's not. He's just as broke as you. He's not looking out for nobody but himself. And then a perfect example, my brother. He's been in jail for 11 years. Like, this year makes 11 years, and he still has to serve another 10. And when he went to jail, at first, yeah, all his homies was sending him money. Now it's, I can count on my hands probably three of his friends that he grew before he went to jail that he knew is still to this day sending him money. And the rest of them, they don't call our family to check on him. They don't check on him when my mom walked by. They don't. My brother don't even ask about him no more because he know they don't care no more. My mom is very few in our family who send her money, probably just me, my mom, and my grandmother. And it's very, like, people go to jail thinking, oh, my homies or my family going to look out. If they can't look out for themselves, they're definitely not looking out for you. And I'm sorry. It's just the truth.
Not everybody that you call family is family. Yeah.
But, yeah. And also, I just feel like, I don't know, like, people, they really think that these people are there for them, but when it's really time for shit to happen, these motherfuckers, if y'all getting shot at, they're running and they're going to leave you to die. Like, bro, my friend was just in a situation, I ain't gonna say no names, but my friend was in a situation last week where he got shot and his friend just stared at him as he's begging him, please, bro, help me, take me to the hospital, bro, I'm going to die. His friend is staring at him, bro. It took for a police officer to come put him in the car and save him and take him to the hospital. If not, he would not be here just like today, bro. He would be dead. And, like, a lot of these people think these people are their friends. And these niggas will not die for you. These niggas will not take a bullet for you. But you're going to take a bullet for them. You're going to take a charge for them. And they're not going to do the same for you. And they, like... And then a lot of times these big homies or these big bros, they're influencing young niggas, like little kids, to go commit crimes and shoot people and kill people and all of this shit. Yes. And now you fucking up a 14-year-old's life because you just convinced them that it was cool to go shoot his friend. Over some money that this nigga could have made while at a job, like over $200-$300, that's nothing. That shit can't even pay a bill, and y'all killing each other over that.
Y'all know the saying that a parent shouldn't bury their child. Well, I feel like in the past couple of years, that's been more frequent. Like, there's a lot of parents who just bury their kids. If it's not one, it's more than, it depends on how the kids decide to grow up. Because there's a lot of parents that they teach their kids what's right from wrong. But the kids, they still want to act big and they want to act grown and they want to act like they're on top of the world. Just picked the wrong path.
Yeah, and not too long ago, I was, it was a little while ago. It was probably like 3 years ago. I went to one of somebody I used to be around, Balloon Release, and his mom was sitting there with the microphone saying how, like, oh, it's not her fault. It's not her son's fault that he's dead and how that it's his friend's fault. But at the end of the day, you choose what you're going to do. And he was old enough to make his own decisions at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, people, parents are be like, oh, I have to bury my son. Oh, they killed my boy. But do you know what your boy was doing out here? Do you know what your child was out here doing?
It was influenced easily.
Like, I know it's hard for parents to take accountability, especially when you gotta bury your child. Like, your child is dead. That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you also gotta realize your child made these decisions. They were easily influenced by people who they claim care about them and they claim would be there for them. And 9 times out of 10, these niggas out here is showing y'all on multiple different occasions that they're not going to be here for y'all. Mm-hmm. They're not going to care about y'all, but y'all still decide to follow them blindly and do what they think is cool or what they think they gotta do or whatever. But no.
I think it's so predominant that, like, people just follow after other people, like men follow after other men, because, like, honestly, I really think all of this shit stems from, like, broken homes and, like, all of that, because if you think about it, like, really, like, realistically, if you think about, like, validation and all these men looking for validation, they're looking for validation within each other because they don't know how to validate themselves because they've never had dads or parents to validate them before.
Mm-hmm.
It's, honestly, a lot of this is going on. It's because parents are not parenting their children.
And they're not y'all being present.
Y'all need to parent y'all kids. Y'all cannot just wake up, send y'all kids to daycare, send y'all kids to school, and then call yourself a parent. Y'all not protecting y'all children. Y'all not protecting y'all babies. Y'all not doing anything to give them an education. Y'all not doing anything to change anything. Like, if you really want to think about it, like, y'all throwing social media and tablets and Instagram and phones at y'all kids thinking that social media is going to raise your kids properly. And bro, I'm on my little cousin's little iPad or whatever, and I'm seeing the stuff that he watches on YouTube, and it's kids shooting each other with fake guns and all type of stuff. And it's like the media that they consume is playing a big role in this too, because why is a four or five year old little boy even knowing what a gun is? How do they know what a revolver is? Like, my little cousin came up to me talking about he wants a revolver. How do you know what that is? Like, how do you even know the names and the titles of these guns and these weapons? Like, and I understand America being the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we have the right to bear arms and all of that. But at the end of the day, like, when does all the bullshit of, like, this shit just stop? Like, because it's kids getting shot at school. Like, I remember one of y'all saying something about a
school. It was a school shooting in Georgia. And I don't know how to, like, pronounce the name, but it was, like, a posh.
Yeah, it was something like that.
It was like AS something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was out in Georgia, and
four were killed, and it was like about nine injured.
No, it was way more than nine. It was a lot of people injured.
Yeah, a lot of people were injured, but I know four people died.
It was probably like 30 some injured. I think it said 31 injured.
Did they ever release his identity? Because when I saw it, the sheriff was like, they're not releasing the identity. They're trying to figure it out.
I'm not sure. I know it blew up because... there was this girl, she posted her autistic brother saying that he went to school and that he was missing. And then that same day, they posted that he had passed. But then he had passed with the teacher that was trying to protect him. Mm. And then that's when they started releasing all the people that were murdered from that shooting.
That's sad. Like, we can't even go to school where we're supposed to learn, get our education safe. And try to better ourselves without somebody coming in there with a gun and letting that shit go.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because you would think that's something that only happens like in the hood. No, it's such a suburban thing and like a middle class thing to like, for some reason it always happens in like nicer areas that the schools get shot up and stuff like that. Because people make it seem like these, like it's not an issue over there and like it's not a big deal. Guns are a big deal. All of this shit is a big deal. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying we need to be more like other countries, but when it comes to our gun laws, we do need to become more strict like other countries are strict with their gun laws. Like, I'm sorry. It should be no reason that me at 19 years old, I'm able to go get a gun and I have committed a crime before or I have thoughts of hurting people and anything like that, and I'm just able to go buy a gun. I can go to the pawn shop right now and go buy a gun. Are you serious?
You really
without a license?
No, you really won't be able to, because even to get a gun, they have to, you need to show your license, and it's mandatory and required for them to do.
No, that's a lie.
A criminal background check.
Corner and buy a gun for $100.
Exactly.
Because I'm not saying names. I know somebody who's done that before.
That is. Yeah.
So you can walk two blocks and just buy a gun. It's not, you don't have to go in stores. You don't have to, you don't even have to get your gun license. You can walk to somebody's corner, ask one of those trappers, and they will point you in their direction, and that's horrible.
Yeah, but I was saying more like the stores.
Yeah. And go get a gun. As long as you can pay. That is scary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like
it really is.
I feel like it shouldn't be as easily accessible. And, like, I understand that, like, people be trying to make it seem like, okay, because I got it written right here, it's a 38% decrease of gun violence from 2023. Yeah, it was an increase on gun violence on kids. So the gun violence went down altogether because everybody did. Who gonna shoot guns if we did? But the gun violence went down altogether, but the violence on kids went up. So now it's not adults sitting here committing these crimes and shooting each other and hurting each other. Now it's children. It's our next generation that are coming up, and they're hurting each other and they're harming each other. And it's like, we need something to prevent this from happening in the first place. We need stricter laws. And then the thing is, we're scared of the police. So it's not like we can sit here and call the police to come protect us because we're scared that they might shoot us.
Yeah. Like, it was 108 kids, teens, from the ages of 12 to 18, I believe, that were killed, and 2,267 injured. From teens alone in 2024 due to gun violence.
Yeah, it's crazy because
800 killed.
Yes.
That's sad. And then 55 people killed with an officer involved with a gun. And then 243 injured involving an officer and guns.
Yeah.
So if you get a gun, you're going to kill somebody else because you feel like that's what needs to happen, or you feel like you're in danger. And then you can't call the cops because there's a possibility they might kill you and or injure you mm-hmm. with their own weapon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like we're kind of stuck here.
Yeah. Like I said, like I was saying, we're in a trap. We are literally living a rat race, bro. Mm-hmm. You know how rats, they just be trying to get by and get through. Like, that's exactly how we living. We're not living. We're surviving, to be honest. If you really want to think about it in a bigger scope of things, like, life is not supposed to be us waking up every day worrying if I'm going to make it home tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, when I talk to my man or, like, any partner that I have, I always have to make sure to tell them, be safe, watch your surroundings, watch who you hang around, watch your homies, watch everything, because it's mm-hmm. sad that we even have to think like that. Like, we shouldn't have to think so far ahead. Like, I should be only having to think about what am I going to have for lunch, not whether...
What am I going
to
cook for dinner?
Yeah, not whether my nephew is going to make it home from school or not. Like, last week, my little cousin, they had a lockdown in his school because somebody brought a gun into school. Mind you, you know how we have metal detectors and all that in Philly schools, we have metal detectors in almost every single school. So for them to be able to get a gun past a metal detector, past a bag search, is insane to me. And that means y'all was really trying to hurt somebody. Your intention was to hurt somebody. You're bringing it into school to hurt somebody, or because you're fearful for your life, because this jump, like, I feel like a lot of people are scared because y'all know, like, the era of fighting, that fighting era. Yeah. Like, I don't think that fighting era is around no more. I think people are scared to, if you have a problem, like, I'm not condoning violence. Like, let's start there. I do not condone violence. But if you ever feel the need to, like, really get that deep with it, like, I'd rather somebody fight than shoot. But at the end of the day, when you do try to do the fighting and shit, you're scared that somebody else is going to have a weapon. I'll probably be scared that somebody going to have a gun, too. And if I had a gun, I'll pull my shit out before they pull theirs out. I'm going to shoot you before you shoot me. Like,
that's because it's so easy to get a gun now.
Yes, exactly.
Anybody and everybody can get a gun. Even if you got mental health issues, like legally, if you have mental health issues, you will not be able to get a gun.
But illegally...
If you're underage, you would not be able to get a gun. Illegally, there is so much shit that you can do, and it's scary because now you don't know who got what and who don't got what. So now it's like you always on the lookout. You always thinking, like, what if I do this? This could happen. That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not... It's sad that I really got to think about everything because I might lose my life in any situation.
Yeah. It's not always, you know, the guns when you're fighting. People can have knives on them, too. You know, it's not something that we feel protected nowadays.
Yeah.
And social, I feel like social media plays a big part of it when it's not the needing to have a gun. It's the drinking, it's the smoking, it's the fighting. Parents need to put supervision on their kids, even if that means they're still 16, 17. Do it until you know as a parent that they're ready to be left out in the world.
And it's not just, like, social media. It's not... Because on social media, they make it look fun, I feel like. They make it, this stuff, like, this street shit look like it's a game. Like, it's something that can be, like, done or that people can do. And it's not that at all. Like, people, just because you see people posting and dissing their homies and they still walking out the next day, that don't mean you can go do the same thing, because that don't mean just because you go diss your homie, that don't mean you gonna be walking the next day just because somebody else was.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what your ops is like, and you shouldn't have ops in the first place.
Not everyone is your friend.
Social media plays a big part in how people think, because even like regular people that have Instagram, like these trappers, I be seeing the Instagram. They post their good days from trapping, all this money on the bed, weed, all of that look all great because nowadays everybody want to get high, fast way to make money. But no, it's really not like that. That come with getting shot up, possibly getting your house shot up, driving around in the car. If you have a car, your car getting spotted by ops, they light that shit up. You can't walk down the block without a shite stealing because you don't know who outside. Why? Because you outside on every day on the corner or on Instagram running your shit, popping your shit with different niggas all over Philly, all over the place. And now you got ops. And you want to be like these people. And nine times out of ten, they be the same ones that be bitching.
Yeah. Yo, that's so crazy.
These niggas not really hard. They be bitching.
Yo, it's so crazy because, you know that whole social media thing with that boy. I forgot his name, but I think he dug up somebody's grave and stuff like that. And he took the social media shit way too far. Like, and he literally got to the point where he dug up somebody's grave. He just died, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, Mr. Disrespectful?
Yeah, they just killed him. And
they just killed him,
because the social media shit got way too far, bro. This nigga on social media, bro, dissing dead people. Like, people take this shit way too far. And it's because they want to be seen so bad. He wanted to be validated. That's what it really was. He wanted validation from other people. So he went on social media and tried to get that validation. And then he got a little bit of clout from it. And niggas, you know, the moment people start watching you, people just become this extra person that they're not, that they are not.
That they,
like,
never was.
Yeah, so now people are becoming these different people, and now he wants to put that Mr. Disrespectful shit on. But you wasn't that boy in middle school.
You was bitching.
Like, y'all wasn't these people when y'all was young. So y'all now really that we wasn't. 20, now that we 19, 20, 21 years old, and you want to be following after a bunch of niggas that was not there for you when it's your time to go, and when it's your time to, you know, like, get in the mix or whatever the case may be. Them same people that you was defending, that you dug somebody grave up for, they was not there with you. Was they riding for you? Did they shoot back? I'm confused.
Damn, like, not even. Did they try to help you when you got shot? Did, like, they try to save your life, take you to the hospital, anything?
No. The hell? Did them niggas pay for your funeral? No, they still broke. Like I said earlier, they still broke. Y'all go, bro, and that's the thing. Like, and then people try to do it for money, fame, and all of these things, but at the end of the day, street money is not real money. Let's start there, because street money, you would never be able to buy assets with it. You would never be able to do anything but be in the streets. It's a trap, and people are really stuck in a trap. And this, like, I don't know. What I really want people to do is figure out what y'all want to be. Let's start with figuring out what you want to be. Who do you want to be? What do you want your life to look like? And figure out a way to get out of this trap. Because I feel like people think that they're stuck and they just keep, you know, making shit worse for themselves. But once they take accountability, parents take accountability, protect y'all children, and children take accountability and respect y'all parents and listen to what the elders have to say, because at the end of the day, this shit gotta, like, we gotta build a community and shit gotta give, something gotta give.
This shit is actually sad in Philly, because I know a scholar.
It's not only in Philly.
I know a lot of athletes, right? And I've heard a couple people who have bright future say this, and they did this themselves. They used to sell drugs, even though they was going to school, athletes, all of that. And I would ask them why. You got a bright future ahead of you. You doing good in school. You smart. You're athletic. You can get a scholarship, all of that. They like, because it's easy money. And I really don't know if that's going to work. And this can get me out. How can it get you out? Get you out by putting you in a grave or putting you in a jail cell. That's the only way it could get you out from selling drugs, being at a trap, whatever. Being on the corner, selling that out your car, whatever, however you decide to do it.
And I remember it was this one time somebody came at me, and I was just asking them, like, what do you want to be? And it was like, well, this street shit is all I know. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Like, what do you mean? Like, why is that all you know? Why is that when somebody asks you, what do you want to be in life, that's, oh, the street shit is all I know. But that's not what I asked you. I asked you, what did you want to be, not what did you know. Just because that's all you know, because that's all I grew up around, and I don't want nothing to do with that life at all. You can keep that 10, actually, matter of fact, keep it on the other side of the city. I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't want to be nowhere near it. I don't want to be nowhere. I don't even want to look at it. Like, I don't want to be nowhere near that type of stuff at all. I promise you, I don't.
Don't even put it on the other side of the city. Put it on the other side of the country. Don't keep that.
First of all, let's
put it on the other side of the world. Don't put it nowhere near me. Not even in my city. Since my city deserves better.
Since we're talking about gun violence, look at New York every day.
Kids, it's everywhere. It's like,
but New York has a high population of gun violence and death.
They have the high population
in general.
Yeah.
So it's going to be more gun violence where there's more people at, especially if these people are easily influenced. Like I said, a lot of people are easily influenced. And honestly, y'all just need to, I'm sorry to say it like this, but y'all need to dick up. Like, really, dick up. Stop being dick eaters. Stop following people and be your fucking self. Stop trying to be what everybody else doing. Stop trying to do what everybody else doing. If I remember as a kid, my parents always telling me, if your friends jump off a bridge, would you? Like, no, bitch, I'm going to jump first. And then they going to follow me. I'm a leader.
I'm a leader.
Like, what you mean? I would never be a follower.
They going to jump after me.
And like, my message is just be a leader. Do not be a dick eater. Figure out what you want in your life and try to break generational cycles. Mm-hmm. Try to break these curses. Even if you're older, like even if you're 50, 60 years old, you still have time to change shit. Like, you're never too old or never too young to change your situation. Mm-hmm. You always could change your life. Even if your parents don't have, even if you have no help from your parents, you could still change your situation.
And then it's sad because you can see how gullible and how easily influence the older people are. So just imagine the kids that were the next generation, the kids that's looking up to us, the kids that seeing what we're doing. They're literal kids. They're literally gullible at the moment. Their minds are still being molded and they're seeing this shit. And y'all are niggas out here is trying to say, oh, it's okay for niggas to act hard. They can't cry. They can't do this. They gotta do that. They gotta be this. No. Y'all teaching them all the wrong shit.
Men are supposed to be able to cry.
Men are supposed to be, like, being a street nigga, carrying a gun, following after other niggas, selling drugs. That shit's not cute. It's not going to make you a man. It's not going to make you a real nigga at all. It's going to wind up with you dead. I'm trying to tell that to y'all now. I'm telling y'all 13, 14, 15, 16. I'm even telling y'all older niggas this. Y'all older than me. That shit is not cute, and that don't make y'all real men. It's gonna make y'all end up dead, 6 feet under, or in a fucking jail cell. Get it together.
And before we end it off, like CeCe said, y'all niggas need to dick the fuck up and get that shit together. Like, seriously, y'all be looking a fucking mess out here. Y'all look a mess on these corners. Y'all look a mess carrying these guns, toting them like they're yours. The whole time they be y'all homies. Y'all just look a mess in general. I'm sorry to say.
Y'all look a mess.
Like, y'all look a mess. Y'all doing all of this to not make no fucking money.
Y'all look a mess having kids, having families, and picking the streets over them. That's not okay.
Dick the fuck up.
Dick up.
What the fuck are y'all?
And that is
the Real Shit Podcast.
Tune in every week to True Crime, True Story Network to get today's news on real life true crime.